trained and doing the job properly.
All right, and that's so where I want to ask you a question, Greg. Yeah. The armorer is 24 years old. She is the daughter of a very famous Hollywood armorer, which brings issues and questions up as to how she got the job, who had just completed one film about which she had complained on a podcast. She wasn't sure she was up to it. She had anxiety, said her father taught her all this stuff. And she, Greg, think like the prosecutor that I do. She actually took the cartridge out of the gun before she gave it to the sheriffs. That's been reported.
Yeah. I mean, all of that, all of that is very suspicious. It's what law enforcement is investigating. They're obtaining affidavit and eyewitness testimony. They're looking for videotape or film of the incident. Look, somebody who's a neophyte on the set in charge of a dangerous instrumentality known as a gun, and if it's true that this was a live bullet round and she somehow mistakenly thought that it was a blank, an experienced, highly trained individual would know the difference immediately because, you know, a blank is a simply a casing that's been hollowed out. It still has wax and paper and gunpowder to simulate the action, the firing, the image of a real bullet coming out of a gun. If she didn't know the difference, and Alec Baldwin hired an individual who doesn't know the difference, they could both be criminally culpable.
And therein lies the difficulty for Alec Baldwin. I mean, his company hired this woman, this girl. And she admitted that she felt a little overmatched in her previous film. And I guess my point is, there will be civil liability. My guess is it will end up with a settlement, and it will be many millions of dollars. But it still doesn't bring this woman back. And that's nothing can bring this woman back. And that is what is so incredibly sad about all of this. Stay where you are. When we come back, we'll let you hear from Victor Jakes. He is the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He came up with some startling numbers, especially for African-American families in the Clark County School District. 10% proficiency in English among African-American kids. 4% proficiency in math. That is embarrassing. That is borderline criminal, what it's doing for our kids. And then we expect them to become a part of our society. You know, for instance, counting back change. Something as simple as counting back change. If they don't know math, how can they do it? These are the people that are going to be working in our retail establishments in the years and decades to come. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a 531 on a Monday. Don't forget the on and off ramps are closed right now. They closed at 5 p.m. Interstate 11, both directions at College Drive as they do some construction work through there. That will also continue tomorrow night as well. We're seeing some bunching on the beltways. You try to work your way home. 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Do expect some delays as you try to enter the Spaghetti Bowl downtown as well. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. Lane restrictions continue ahead of that. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern, and delays heading to Prim on Interstate 15 southbound.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights are now just 1-4-0. They are on a four-game losing streak, and over the course of that four-game losing streak, they have been outscored 16-6. They continue to be banged up as 10 players have missed at least one game through the first five games of the year. They lose to the Islanders yesterday by a 2-0 score. Vegas is going to travel to Colorado coming up tomorrow. Raiders football, they get a 33-22 win over the Eagles on Sunday, going to 5-2. They go into a bye week November 7th. They'll match up against the Giants. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on everything you need to get ready for the holidays, like an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great beauty gift ideas going on now at Macy's. Plus, get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's start with all the Halloween enthusiasts who also have a bit of a sweet tooth. Narrow it to those chocoholics who hit their own supply a little too hard and are now running dangerously low. For you, Walgreens has candy and other last-minute Halloween must-haves with pickup in as little as 30 minutes, so you can refill that candy bowl fast.
Right now, buy one, get one free. Select varieties of fun and snack-sized candy bags. Of equal or lesser price, offer valid through 10/31 while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The numbers are stunning. Among African Americans in the Clark County School District, only 10% are proficient in English. 4%, less than 4%, are proficient in math. I had a chance to visit with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and we all knew that the testing numbers overall were not going to be good, but I asked him, are the numbers really that bad?
I certainly didn't. I mean, it was just stunning results. And what these tests are from is third through eighth graders take a smarter balanced assessment every year. And so, you know, this is actually an objective way to find out how much kids know, or in this case, how much kids don't know. And it was just a stunning result. You know, the numbers came out and they didn't sound good. But when you dig into them, what you find out is that they only tested about half the students. And so the numbers that they put out are about 50% too high, because when you're only test half the students and, you know, you do distance learning and you've got students who are not showing up for half the year, you can't just assume that the ones you test, or the ones you don't test are as proficient as the ones you test. But, I mean, just stunning. Just 1 in 25 African-American students proficient in math, 1 in 10 in reading. And the overall numbers are bad as well. I mean, it's something like 1 in 5 kids were proficient in reading, and math was closer to 1 in 10. I mean, just absolutely stunning incompetence from the Clark County School District.
Why aren't African-American parents storming the administration building and demanding the ouster of everybody in the Clark County School District?
It's such a good question. I mean, I truly believe that you know, all parents are upset and worried. But, you know, I think what you've seen is that the disparities that come from finances are just a huge deal. And so when you've got, you know, African-American families that are predominantly, you know, lower income or more likely to be lower income, you know, you don't have the resources to do those types of things. You know, you don't have the spare capacity as a parent, and, you know, maybe it's a single parent or, you know, even a couple who's struggling. You're just trying to keep food on the table, keep a roof over your kid's head. And it's a lot harder to have that energy to go, and do things like that. And then the other thing is it just seems hopeless. I mean, the district is so big, and it's just, you know, that, you know, your kid kind of keeps passing and you don't get that wake up call, of, oh my word, they just don't know anything. And it's not just my kid, it's, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids throughout the district. It's an absolute outrage.
I'm floored by this, though, and to me this is more evidence that what we need is school choice. And if the school district that your kids are in aren't getting the job done, then you need to be able to get your kids to a school that will produce better results than 10.2% proficient in English, 3.9, less than 4% in math. That is incredible. Isn't that the whole reason why school choice has to be a part of our kids' education?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. We've got to tell parents that you have the ability to leave this school that's failing your kids, failing your neighbor's kids, failing your community's kids. We've got to have a way for you to get them out of there. And, you know, it's in New York, but Thomas Sowell, I'm sorry, he wrote this book on charter schools in New York, and they're in the same building as public schools, so same neighborhood, same building, and their performance is like, you know, 5 or 6 times better in terms of the amount of students that are proficient, you know, compared to what's happening in the public schools. And so, you know, kids are capable of learning, they're capable of doing well, but they need school systems and school environments that are doing it. And it's not happening in the Clark County School District. And those parents need choice. They need the ability to send their kids somewhere where their kids are going to get an education. And you're exactly right. That's why we need school choice so badly.
There is now an effort. They're going to talk this week. The Board of Trustees is going to meet this week, and they're going to discuss a couple of things. One, the possibility of taking the chair out of the hands of Linda Cavazos. First of all, why is she in trouble? Is there something that has happened? Is there is it a result of these numbers or what?
No, I think it's more a result of you know, she is kind of in the faction that is opposed to Jara, and the other faction, I think that's kind of their way of hitting back at her and saying, you know, we oppose what you want to do, because there's also an agenda item to remove the superintendent, Jesus Jara, from his position, basically to fire him. And the school board, you basically have three people who oppose Jara, three people who, I don't know if support's the right word, but, you know, I think, you know, you don't change ship, you know, you don't change horses in the middle of the stream, and then you kind of have one swing vote. So you got a very divided board, and you certainly see that in that agenda item to remove the board president.
I want to go back, and I probably did this out of order, but the numbers were so stunning that I had to lead with that. They're just horrible. And the Hispanic numbers aren't much better. 15.7% are proficient in English, and 7.4% of Hispanic students are proficient in math. 7.4. Where is the board? Where is Jara? What kind of comments did he make when these numbers were released?
Well, I didn't get any specific comments from them. I mean, these numbers came out about a month ago, and, you know, basically the state tried to spin them in the best way possible. And, you know, the excuse is distance learning, right? We knew, you know, this is like what just kills you, is we knew. You and I talked about it. Your listeners heard it. They knew. Everybody knew distance learning wasn't going to work, and it was going to be a complete disaster for the kids who were the most vulnerable. And here we are 15 months later, and it was a complete disaster, and it devastated the kids who were the most vulnerable. It's just, you know, it's one of those things with education where it's just so frustrating because you can just see it coming, and it's there, and you know it's going to happen, and it's happening, and now it's happened, and these kids have just been held back, and it's, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that you have irreparably harmed tens of thousands of kids. And that's not to say that individual kids can't overcome it. Individual families won't overcome it through just incredible effort and persistence and hard work. But as a whole, just as a group, I mean, you have just devastated so many kids by keeping them home last year.
Is this a trend that is nationwide, or is it peculiar to this particular school district? Are they having the same problems in New Jersey? Are they having the same problems in Massachusetts or Florida or Texas?
Well, the places that kept kids away, I think it's been coming out that they've done very poorly. And obviously, you know, there's different tests and different measurements, but you know, kids need to be in school. I mean, that's what's so incredible about this is I want parents to be able to leave the public school, but you know, if they want to stay, they need to be able to send their kids to the public school to get an education. And so, I think you're going to see very clearly in this year's test results and the test results that come out over the next few years, even. That places that kept their doors open, that allowed children to come to school, are going to do remarkably better, especially for lower-income kids, than places that shut their doors.
Is there going to be a fourth vote this week to oust Jara? I mean, has a fourth vote emerged?
I don't know. I think it's Trustee Cepedes who's kind of the swing vote on this kind of stuff. You know, my guess is that we just have the status quo that, you know, he survives and the board president also survives. You know, and Trustee Cepedes just you know, is happy, or you know, happy, but you know, just unwilling to shake things up beyond what they are right now. And I don't know that I could be totally wrong, but if I was just guessing, that's where I would guess.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Smart dude and a good guy. A veteran who served his nation proudly and now writes three times a week for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I love him. And he, by the way, is going to be making the move to noon to three next Monday. Monday! I'm so excited about this. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What if we're kidding ourselves by thinking we can wait and see what happens? That we'll never shut down again? That there won't be worse variants than Delta? What if we're kidding ourselves that we're safe because we are younger or superhuman? That our jobs, friends, homes, and lives aren't at risk? What if we're kidding ourselves that everything is going to be all right? It's a question that those who haven't been vaccinated should ask. It's not too late until it is. Convince a friend to get vaccinated. Find a site at nvcovidfighter.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All day I've seen stuff on cable news, all the channels, about Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg's in trouble. I mean, I think he's in serious, serious legal trouble. I'm not an attorney, but I just have a feeling about this one. And the gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, I know, most of the day, and you've seen how this thing has progressed. I mean, folks that have been like Breitbart ought to be just incensed. I mean, we're talking about maybe suing him for about a couple of billion dollars?
They probably could. The Wall Street Journal, they published some internal material from anonymous sources at Facebook, revealing that the company introduced tools which suppressed the traffic of Breitbart News by some 20% and other conservative publishers by double-digit margins. In other words, they would relegate them to a second-tier status, so there wouldn't be as many eyeballs attracted to the Breitbart stories. And this is something that we've been fighting for a long, long time. For the longest time, of course, the leftists in the media denied it, and it's gotten so ridiculous that they can't even deny it anymore. But they just shrug their shoulders.
But if you take 20% off of Breitbart, and you know 10% off of FoxNews.com or other publishers. I mean, this is a lot of the news. I mean, we're talking about huge amounts of news suppressed.
That's exactly what they're doing. And of course, after the Trump phenomena of 2016, that's when they went into a room. You could imagine, be a fly on the wall, and they're saying, "Hey, we have to do something about this." We hear these phone calls or mass phone calls from Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, telling people, "Hey, don't be friends with Lindsey Graham. Cut it out," because there were a lot of people. You know, Lindsey Graham. He's a good old boy from the Carolinas, and he can get along with everybody, and most of us on the right can, at least to a point, anyway. But this is going to be a continuing story. We'll keep an eye on this, but definitely, when we look at Facebook and Twitter and all of them, what they did to a former president of the United States is just a tip of the iceberg, probably.
Well, and that's where I say if you take 20% off of Breitbart and 10% off of another, and you totally take the president, the former president, off of Twitter, I mean, or Facebook or whatever the platform would be, you're talking about a huge amount of news that just gets sucked right out of the system. Jim, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You're always good. Of course, gentlemen, Jim Dallas will be making the move with us from noon until 3 beginning next Monday. I'm so excited. Tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Now, joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you often say a steady, reliable income in retirement is key. I hear it on Financial Safari all the time. How do we do that, and how can you help us achieve that?
Steve, I don't really think there's anything more important in life than having your income taken care of. When you're working, you have a job, and you get an income. When you retire, you need to make sure that the money you've worked all through your life and had that job, working all the time, make sure you've taken some of that money and have your very own lifetime income plan. The biggest mistake I see as folks approach retirement is they don't have an income plan. Therefore, you don't know when you can really retire. We're all guessing until we're experts. And sometimes we're not even experts when we think we are. But here's what the most important thing is. Retirement planning, how to create a retirement income for life. Very, very important. I've got a book set on it. I've got a new booklet on it. You see the booklet right here I'm holding up. And I've talked about it in my book, The 7 Baby Steps. But more importantly, we can customize your very own retirement income plan that will take the worry out of living in retirement. We're going to do this for the next 25 people who call right now, Steve. This is the $1,000 value. Strategies work really good for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but as long as you have $200,000, this offer can be very good for you as well. We're going to show you how you can have a growth protection income plan. Have your money grow when you don't need it. Make sure the growth is locked in. You don't give it back. And then when you choose to activate, you'll get a lifetime income you can never outlive. This is repetition in a good way. You'll always get that check. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. The next 25 people who call will get that and everything else I mentioned right now.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to give the last word tonight to the former President Barack Hussein Obama. And he was back on the stump in... No, he was. He was in Virginia and he was in New Jersey. And I want you to just listen to vintage former President Barack Hussein Obama. Listen to this.
When you've got a candidate who spoke at a Stop the Steal rally, you can bet he's not going to be a champion of democracy. apparently, Phil's opponent says, well, he didn't know. It was a rally to overturn the results of the last election. Didn't know it. Really? Come on. When you're standing in front of a sign,